Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex, your resident expert on all things AI and image generation. And I'm Jordan, your curious co-host. Today we're diving into a super hot topic, the biggest mistakes people make when using OpenAI's image tool, DALL-E. That's right, with the generative AI market projected to hit over $1 trillion by 2032, a lot of folks are hopping on the DALL-E train, but not everyone is using it effectively. Right? I mean, I've seen so many people treat these tools like magic eight balls. Just toss a vague prompt in and hope for the best. Exactly. It's like having a fancy sports car, but not knowing how to drive it. So today I want to break down the seven biggest mistakes I see users make with DALL-E and how to fix them. Oh, I can't wait. Let's kick things off with the most common mistake. What's number one? Alex. Vague prompts. People will type something like dog on a skateboard and expect it to produce a masterpiece. Wait, are you saying that's not enough detail? Not at all. DALL-E needs context to create something unique. If you want a standout image, you need to be specific. Instead of just dog on a skateboard, try something like a gritty, low-angle shot of a bulldog skating down a neon-lit Tokyo street at night, 35mm lens, cinematic lighting. Wow, that's a huge difference. It sounds like you're actually telling a story with your prompt. Exactly. Treat DALL-E like a creative partner. Give it a role, like, you are an expert cinematographer. That changes the whole vibe of the output. Got it. What's the next mistake people should avoid? Ignoring aspect ratios. DALL-E usually defaults to a square format, which can be totally unhelpful for things like YouTube thumbnails. Oh man, I can see how that would mess things up. Right? If you generate a square image and then try to crop it to fit a wide format, you're going to lose important parts of your image. Always specify your desired aspect ratio up front. That's such a simple fix. What about the third mistake? Overlooking professional photo adjustments. Users often treat DALL-E like a clip art generator, but you really need to speak the language of photography. Like talking about lighting and camera angles? Exactly. Lighting makes a huge difference. Specify things like golden hour or harsh fluorescent lighting. It can totally transform how realistic your image looks. That makes total sense. It's like giving DALL-E the tools to make something truly engaging. Absolutely. And don't forget to consider film stock. Adding something like Kodak, Portra 400 gives your images a certain grain and organic feel. Wow, I never thought about that. What's next on the list? Not applying psychological triggers. If your image doesn't evoke emotion, it's probably going to get scrolled past. So you mean things like facial expressions and emotions? Exactly. Thumbnails with a clear, emotive face can generate 38% higher click-through rates. If you want to grab attention, tell DALL-E to create a subject with a specific expression. That's really interesting. I can see how that would boost engagement. For sure. Now the fifth mistake is generating just a single image. That's such a rookie move. Why is that? Because you need to iterate. Always ask for multiple variations. DALL-E is rolling dice with your prompts. If you only ask for one image, you're betting everything on that one shot. So it's better to say generate four distinct variations instead of just one. Got it. Exactly. And here's a pro tip. Avoid asking DALL-E to create text within your images. It still struggles with that. Just generate the image and add text later. That's smart. What's the sixth mistake? Treating AI like a one-click solution. People think they can just throw a prompt in and get a perfect image every time. But that's not the case, right? Nope. It requires some tweaking and refining. Spending a little extra time on your prompts can save you a lot of time later. Definitely worth it. And what's the final mistake? Alex, ignoring the competition's quality. The bar keeps rising. If you're still using the same prompts from 2 years ago, your images are going to look outdated. That's a good point. How do you stay current with trends? I test out new style keywords regularly. Right now, hyper-surrealism and mixed media collage are trending. Staying updated is crucial. So to wrap it all up, if someone is struggling with DALL-E, what's the first thing they should do? Alex, stop treating the prompt box like a Google search bar. Treat it like a conversation with a creative partner. Define your aspect ratio, set the scene with lighting, ask for emotions, and don't settle for the first image. Such great advice. Thanks for sharing all these insights. My pleasure. I hope everyone finds this helpful as they dive into DALL-E. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.